This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind Monday edition, 24th of July, 2023.
Hard work pays off the way it should.
Yeah. Glad to have you along on the program.
We've got it.
North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley is going to join us for the entire hour. If you have a question or comment for him, 701-271-1100. A lot of us in the media got to ask a lot of questions on Friday at the press conference, but there's always questions that come from the answers there, and probably some things that you didn't hear an answer to. So this is your chance to give us a call at 701-271-1100 or text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. We welcome to the program North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley. Drew, welcome back.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. First of all, if you would, it's been a week and a few days now since this horrific act. Obviously consumed a lot of BCI's time, a lot of the Fargo Police Department's time. Everybody is involved in getting to as many answers as we possibly can. How's everybody doing?
Well, everyone's holding up, and I think any of our BCI agents that you talk to and other BCI personnel working on this matter, hand in glove with so many others, would tell you that it's horrific to have to do so. But this incident has happened, and they feel privileged to be working on it and to be doing this work to figure out, as best can be figured out, what took place and importantly, what are the implications going forward? Are there others involved? And those are some issues we've addressed as best we can. The investigation is not complete. It continues on, but, to this point, I don't have information that the public remains in danger emanating from this particular incident or others that this individual could be associated with at this point. The investigation continues.
On Saturday, I heard Police Chief David Zabolski of Fargo in his remarks at the funeral of Jake Willeen talk about some things that were a little bit different from the meticulous I guess you did a fantastic job on Friday of literally walking us by second by second. Mm-hmm. Sounds like there's some new information that you've learned since Friday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, and I appreciate you asking me about that. This is new information, and we got it Friday in the hours after the press conference. We continue to evaluate the video footage and other evidence, human and otherwise, coming out of the incident, out of the assault. And what we learned is we got our agents with the BCI, our forensic investigators, were able to download Officer Jake Willeen's body cam. And for the first time, we saw that perspective of the shooting in itself. And what we had before was video from Big Top Bingo from well away from the scene. And you hear the rapid fire that I described. I mean, it is the equivalent of automatic fire. It is so rapid. It's the equivalent of a machine gun fire. And that took place. And the officers are hit so rapidly. All you can go are some visual clues that we got. And then another angle where you can only see sort of their lower bodies. And anyway, from all that we concluded, the agents, myself, everyone who evaluated it, it looked evident that Officer Jake Willeen, who was the closest to the defendant to Barakat in his vehicle, it appeared that he had been shot first, even though it is instantaneous, all three are hit. However, when our investigators, and as I said, I got the call in the hours after the press conference, they said, you know, one of my chief agents, Casey Miller, called and just said, Drew, I almost can't believe what I just saw. We've just seen the video for the first time. Officer Wallin was not the first hit. When we see his knees, what we thought looked like they were buckling, and I just hope that Officer Wallin's family and loved ones and the Fargo police and others who are hearing this for the first time understand why I'm discussing the detail, and forgive me if any of this seems in any way insensitive, but it appeared that his knees maybe had buckled, and then it goes to a different frame, and that's all we see. Well, now we know he was breaking into an invasive, a defensive movement to step away for just, he had just a nanosecond. But I mean, the other officers, Officer Hawes, Officer Dotis, we can see them in the first frame, and they do go down immediately. Officer Wallin, for just the slightest moment, gets to make a quick evasive movement, and he reaches for and is able to unholster his weapon, and his police service weapon he's coming down with it to fire a round at the defendant, and he is, in the words of my agents who reviewed the video first, he's a nanosecond from getting that round off at very close range on Barakat, who is unleashing just a barrage of weapons fire. And as the agent said, it's heartbreaking. And at the same time, it's just another reminder of the training and the skill and the courage that these officers all have. I was talking with one of the officers yesterday, and there's some sense of, well, I don't know if I'd call it heroic. I mean, we're out there, and I stopped him, and I said, I understand what you're saying, but you're wrong. It's heroic that you raise your hand and take an oath to take this job. It's heroic that you put the uniform on every day and you go out there. And it is, in fact, heroic. It is horrifying. And I said, we are all in pain for what has happened to all of you. But that doesn't stop us from recognizing that what you stopped was carnage that we can't really put a number on. What would it have been like downtown to a defenseless population, people who aren't walking around armed and able to defend themselves? What would that have been? Because he was minutes away from getting down there. All those officers conducted themselves professionally, bravely, and well. And in the wake of the aftermath of this, they and their families continue to do so. That's not rhetoric. I've witnessed this up close and personal in talking with them. And in the wake of 30 years in and out of law enforcement, I see it again and again. And it's what led me to conclude last week. And just to remind people, and I'm hearing people calling in and talking about this, now we need to be worthy of what they do, because they do it every day, not just a horrifying day like that. So that information, that's of no real solace to anyone. Officer Wallin still gave his life in the service of his community, state, and country, and that's unchanged by this. But it's another way of underscoring, in that instant, this brand new officer, 3 months in, he benefited from his military training too, of course. But he was in the fight in the nanosecond that he got, that the other two officers didn't get because they were struck first. And he was just an instant away of returning fire before he was struck and gravely wounded.
That is incredible. Jared and Horace for Attorney General Drew Wrigley. Go ahead, Jared.
Hey there. I just wanted to commend your answer. There was a white nationalist, his name's Peter Teff, that was at the conference on Friday. He asked what the quote-unquote white community thought about the shooting, and I thought your answer was perfect. You didn't, you know, fall into any of his divisive comments or anything like that, and you really put him in his place, and I really appreciate how you answered that question. It was perfect.
Well, that's nice. I appreciate that, but I think you and I would agree the vast majority of people in our communities ask that question would say the same thing. And I know everybody in law enforcement would. So I appreciate that. We didn't lose a white officer, the white community, blah, blah, whatever else the guy was talking about. This is a unified front of law enforcement men and women, diverse, just like our communities. And those aren't just, you know, people want to say, oh, it's a talking point. BS, it's not a talking point. It's the reality of it. And now the work of law enforcement goes across all spheres. And and yeah, I didn't know who the guy was, but it took about 3 seconds of him talking to have a good sense of what he's about. It's not that's not what this community is about. That's not what we're about.
Hey, man. Well, thank you again. I really appreciate that.
Thank you,
Jerry. Appreciate the call. Bruce in Fargo, you're up next. A few texts to get to as well with Drew Wrigley, the Attorney General of North Dakota. We're talking about July 14th, 2023, and what happened in Fargo, North Dakota, in cold blood. Mohammed Barakat shot and killed Jake Willane and two other officers, Haas and Dotis, who continue to recover. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Back on What's on Your Mind. North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley joining us, talking about Mohammed Barakat, what we know, and the heroism of 4 Fargo police officers, Fargo Fire Department. Great thing about this situation, as horrible as it is, as evil as it is the outpouring of love and support for those that protect and defend us every day. It's been amazing to watch. Really has been great. All right, Drew, we have next Bruce in Fargo for you. Bruce, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi. So I have an investigative type question for you. You would have to believe that somebody that owned weapons like this would have to practice firing them somewhere. So, have you guys looked into like shooting ranges, places like that where he could have possibly practiced shooting these weapons and also to see if maybe an accomplice would have been with him at the time or anything like that?
Yes. Yes, extensively and immediately. I don't have anything to share that I can share with you about that right now, but the answer, yeah, yes, yeah. Your question is a good one, and you know most the weapons are all legal, and including the one that had the binary trigger on it, you know that's maybe a question for another day about the binary trigger. I mean, as I said at the press conference the other day, I mean, I'm a firearms enthusiast also. For hunting, which has nothing to do with the Second Amendment, and also for self-protection, and I join with all those who will aggressively and always defend our precious Second Amendment. Binary triggers are not a protected entity. The Supreme Court of the United States has made clear recently, if it's part of our historical culture and going back to the founding and when they drafted the Second Amendment, yes, and if not, then you've got questions of policy on your hands. There's no important purpose for it, but at the same time, you know, a binary trigger and a weapon can't jump off the wall. It takes evil intent, and it takes an emanation from a culture that too often there's disrespect for our fellow human beings and law enforcement. And men and women in uniform are facing this more and more and more on a daily basis. People resisting arrest, assaulting the officers, fleeing. I had some legislative proposals in this last legislative session. Some members of the legislature were able to, at the end of the day, gut that. And it failed. I mentioned their names. I'm not going to get into the politics of that today, but stand by your votes. Stand by your votes. And I said at the time, we're coming forward with this again. We are going to give the legislature, we want there to be protections in law. We want there to be mandatory sentences for people who assault officers, resist arrest, and flee arrest, lawful arrest by law enforcement, because it is endangering on a daily basis our communities. And that's part of the culture that leads to dramatic upticks in firearms violence in our state. Read our papers. Listen to the news every day. We all see this. We all see it happening. I've been articulating this since I became Attorney General. The years-long trend now in the wrong direction on violent crimes, and we've got to address it at a policy level. And it has to encompass incarceration for longer periods of time, certain periods of time, to where the bureaucracy doesn't decide when people get out of prison. Judges and the criminal law system do that. Again, I'm going to get off of that now. We'll talk about it up the road because we've still got a situation where we're in an active investigation and we are dealing with and doing everything we can to help the law enforcement community as they go forward in dealing with this very difficult thing. But one of the things we all have to do is recognize that we have an ongoing role, and it isn't just, as I said at the press conference, and I've been saying for years, you can't just show up at funerals. You can't just show up for peace officer memorials. You can't just say, oh, I backed the blue, and to prove it, I've got this sticker on my car. You've got to back the job. You've got to back policies that deal with this, and sometimes fiercely, because it's a life and death issue. And the men and women in uniform and the people who love them, their families and their communities, they merit that. And we have to rise to the moment.
Don't you feel that the majority of the world feels that way, though? I mean, I just
yes.
don't.
Yes.
Period.
Yes, I do.
And I'm anxious for the discussion over guns to end related to this, because the evil of Mohammed Barakat and a hand on the trigger is
front
the problem.
And center.
Yeah.
Yep, front and center, no question about it. But it's something we'll address up ahead, but it doesn't answer the question of evil and a culture of violence that is expanding towards law enforcement.
I want to ask you one other question related to the investigation, and there was discussion at the press conference of forensics being done on writings and language. And I believe the FBI was charged with
yes.
determining what were on these. So, expand on that. What was that? What were the writings?
I'm not going to expand on the detail, but something I was asked about, and again, that information is in the hands of federal law enforcement. They had some linguists that were going to look at it, and I confirmed what I assumed to be the case, because I didn't get a frantic message back from them, that thus far, no additional cause for alarm. And I'm going to leave it at that, but I was glad to get that report late last week from the FBI who took possession of those items at the scene.
Okay.
And when I say at the scene, it was at the Barakat's apartment.
So if you're talking about linguists, was this like Arabic writings?
Yes.
But as of now,
he's from Syria. And came to the United States, sought asylum, was granted asylum in 2012, and then in 2019 became a naturalized U.S. citizen.
But nothing thus far that we should be alarmed of what was in those writings.
That's what I'm told by the FBI.
Yeah. Did they actually show you the transcription or the translation of the writings? Will you receive that at some point as part of the investigation?
I will. Yes, at some point in the investigation we will. I don't have it yet, but it's just been characterized as a point that I've made over and over, and this we're still early in this investigation and things are going along. I don't have even formal reports from my BCI, but I've been working with them closely and getting updates, and they've just, in addition to doing their outstanding investigative work on this matter, just absolutely outstanding. In addition to that, they've been making sure that they're keeping us briefed about it, because they understand, you know, we've got a role that we've got to play. We can only do with having that information. So I've appreciated it very much, including, as I said, in the hours following our press conference, getting updated on the latest video they were able to get through, and it changes the perspective a bit. Sadly, it doesn't change the outcome, but it does underscore the excellence, the training, and the courage of our men and women in uniform.
Let's squeeze John and Fargo in here next. Go ahead, John, you're up.
Well, good morning, and Drew, good job as always. I'm proud as a citizen to have you as my attorney general. And I'll leave it at that.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
answer
that.
Answer a question that Drew can't at this point, and I'm going to lay some of this rumor to rest. You know, when they talk about Barakat being able to practice at a range, I'm a range safety officer at the Red River Regional Marksmanship Center in West Fargo, and I can tell you that the use of binary triggers, while it may be allowed, is also subject to following our rules and procedures, and you'll be called out by an RSO for what they call an excessive round count. You are allowed one shot every 2 to 3 seconds, period. So rapid fire is not tolerated, nor is rapid fire practice on the rifle range.
Interesting. I appreciate you sharing that, John. Thank you.
That is interesting.
We will take a short break. When we come back, Bob has a question, then Craig behind him. Others welcome, 701-271-1100.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA News Update. UPS and the Teamsters Union will return to the bargaining table this week. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says the U.S. soldier who crossed the border into North Korea made a serious mistake. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says he's worried North Korea will try to exact a price for the release of Private Travis King. At least 6 people dead following a series of weekend shootings in the Chicago area. That violence breaking out Friday when a man was fatally shot during an armed robbery. Since then, more than 20 others were injured in shootings, with the victims ranging in age from 13 to 64. Israel's parliament meeting today for a vote on the controversial overhaul of the judicial system pushed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu just released from the hospital after being fitted with a pacemaker. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
More of our chat with North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley today. We're talking about the investigation into Mohammed Barakat's unleashed evil on the 14th of July, directed at 4 law enforcement officers and a civilian. Thankfully, we had heroes there that day. One of them, Zach Robinson, for sure, and the firefighters as well. Incredible. Obviously, the three that faced the fire, Jake Willeen, and Haas and Dotis, incredible efforts for sure. Hey, I want to quickly tell you about our PetrolServe USA specials of the day for lunch. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, Tater Tot Hot Dish on 45th, Stuffed Peppers in Glendon, Mac and Beef on 12th Avenue and I-29, Tater Tot Hot Dish or Country Fried Steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Mac and Beef in Harwood, and Valley City Meatloaf or Scalloped Potatoes and Ham. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience today. All right, back to the call, 701-271-1100, and Bob, you're on the, you're next, you're up on the, it says you're on the road here, so go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, say, okay, the first thing that went to my mind when I heard that there was several range cameras and several telephones, was he doing any researching on how to use those? Do you think those were going to be used for detonation devices?
I don't have any information that they would have been used for that. The trail cams or whatever you call them appear to be for his own, what he thought were his personal security needs in his apartment and in his garage. That seems to be the use, and there's some footage there that. What's that?
I know you can access them with cell phones. So I was just curious if there's blasting caps.
Yeah.
She was maybe planning on using them for detonation or whatever. Being there with several.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, but we don't have any information along those lines that anything was that like that was has been indicated by the investigation so far.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call. You mentioned some of this at the press conference as well, but what was. There was some talk that there were explosives in his house, that it was booby-trapped, and that was shot down, but there was something in the home that would have notified him if somebody had entered the apartment. Is that right?
Yeah, both the trail cams and then also, you know how, like, you got a house full of kids and one teenager doesn't want the other teenager sneaking into their room and stealing their favorite shirt. So they put a little strap on the door and they can at least tell that someone's been in their room. Cause if you're in there, it pulls the thing and it would be an indicator to you that someone had been in the premises. That's the best way to describe it. Like a strap or some little means by which he would have known if after he left, you know, did he, had someone been in his apartment when he was gone? To me, a small indicator that, but an indicator to me, that he expected to be coming back after carrying out whatever he carried out. Or maybe he just did it out of habit. I don't know.
Craig and Moorhead for Drew Wrigley. Go ahead.
Well, Drew, your excellent news conference with all the details, after I saw that, I thought, this is going to make news coast to coast. It barely did. And it makes me wonder, what else is going on from coast to coast that the news media is not telling us? And if millions coming across the border, this is not the time to start grabbing guns. I don't care where you live, on a farm or in the city. That trigger, fine, I suppose, but be careful to all you gun grabbers out there. It's not what we want when we see what this guy was up to, and God knows what else is going on in this country. Millions of cars in order. Thank you.
Thanks for that. I mean, that's not the message coming out of this at all. You know, there's no way to put genies back in bottles, and we have constitutional protection. We have the constitutional rights to protect ourselves and our communities as well. And that's not really in question on this matter. But there are questions of evildoers that are out there and things that can be done. There's not always an answer. I wish there were. I've been in and out of law enforcement for 3 decades. I wish there was an easy answer. And I understand the impulse to want that. But sometimes you have to understand that there is the evil out there, and it will emanate, especially out of a culture that too often we don't demand with our laws and sanctions. We don't demand respect for law enforcement. And you talk to anybody you know in uniform, anybody, they'll tell you. Way too many resist. Almost everyone resists arrest, assaults officers, flees in their vehicles to try to avoid arrest on whatever. And because they don't get too often, they don't get an additional sanction. It's just a freebie. Why wouldn't they try to get away? Why wouldn't they try to resist arrest if they're not going to get an additional sentence? Now, I was preaching this in the last legislative session, and I'm going to be very succinct on this today, but I'm going to go back to talking about this like I was in the legislative session. There is a cultural shift, and it is not for the better, and we have to protect the men and women in uniform from the standpoint of if they get sentenced on an underlying offense, they should get additional, they have to get mandatory additional time because they resisted arrest, assaulted the officer, or fled. We have to have that so they know, and people say, oh, that won't make any difference. It will make a difference. This is relatively new, especially the last 10 years, and it's becoming more and more pronounced all the time. And I had to listen to some people up this hallway, you know, act like that wasn't the case. And someone's getting up on the floor of the House and saying, oh, I don't know what the Attorney General's talking about. We're already getting long sentences in these things. Yeah, it's being served concurrently. At the same time, it is a freebie. Well, men and women don't sign up to go into law enforcement, and it's just built into the cake that they're going to get punched, that they're going to get assaulted, they're going to get shot at, that they're going to have to chase people through communities. That we can do our part. And that's where when we were talking about, it is profoundly important to remember what it takes, what you got to be made of to go and raise your right hand, take an oath to be a peace officer. And what you got to be made of every day to put that uniform on and walk out there to protect the rest of us. And I said, well, let's answer the question. Are we good enough for this? Are we doing enough to be worthy of this? Because that's what we owe them. That's what we owe their loved ones. That's what we owe their kiddos, is that we'll stand not just with them when there is a memorial service, not just when there is it's Peace Officer Memorial Day, but we'll push for the policies, and we'll stand up to those and say, well, that seems kind of harsh, or that'll be awfully expensive to incarcerate people, and that's a violent people must be dealt with. We have to turn back the violence. North Dakota is losing something very special, and that is our quality of life when it comes to peace in our communities. Violent crime has been on the uptick. We can't pretend it's not the case. I've had the privilege twice as Attorney General now, and we'll do it every year, to highlight the crime stats in North Dakota. They're going the wrong way when it comes to violence. Aggravated assaults, attempted murders.
I would encourage people to talk to their legislators about this. Have a conversation with them. It's definitely that important. Mike in North Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Drew Wrigley, North Dakota's Attorney General, at 271-1100. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, sir. I appreciate everything you've been saying about longer sentences and so forth, but I just want to let you know that from that one comment during the funeral, memorial, whatever it was called, about there was no purpose for this trigger. I mean, that's kind of politically kind of tone deaf, because it didn't take long for all the letters to come to the letters to the editor of Fargo Forum, and one of them was even using your words that we need the cops to be the only ones with. So you got to know that just with something like that, you're just feeding the flame. So we want to have more than just the cops. I can understand from your point of view, you look at the effect of this kind of thing, but still, you have to realize what the other side is going to do.
Yeah, I just equate it with the fact that we've outlawed automatic weapons in this country for many, many, many decades. And I've been in and out of law enforcement for 30 years and have never seen an automatic weapon used because they're that uncommon. And this trigger mechanism, it's too late. It's out of the bag. I just suggest kind of nonchalantly, why enshrine it in your law? It serves no useful purpose. It makes a semi-automatic weapon. Even a semi-automatic weapon protected by our constitutional rights, it makes it into something which we do outlaw because it was not contemplated at the time of the founding of our nation and the drafting of the Second Amendment. And when it makes it into that, I don't see the purpose of it. That's all I'm saying. The cops don't have that. Yeah, I mean, you seem to be saying that the officers have that. They don't have that trigger mechanism. This is the first I'd ever even heard that it existed. And law enforcement, by the way, my BCI, they don't have automatic weapons. They have semi-automatic weapons.
Yeah.
Mike, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We got a lot waiting here, so we're going to keep rolling. Others, welcome at 271-1100. A bunch of texts to get to as well. Here's a text that said, Drew, you in the press conference on Friday referenced your Lutheran Bible, saying it was no more relevant than would the Quran of Barakat be. Does the Lutheran Bible you have call for death to people who disagree with you?
No, my point was in this case, in the context of this case, I was trying to make the point that we have no, today, Monday morning, we still have no information that he was acting on his what he perceived to be his religious faith, on the doctrine of his faith, to lash out at I don't know, pick your word, the infidels, whatever it might be, as we sometimes see. We see people utilize their religion, whether it's the Muslim faith, Christianity, others. Sometimes you see zealotry in many forms, and religion is just one of them. And I just was trying to make the point that it's not relevant to my investigation that I'm Lutheran. It's not relevant to this point. We see nothing relevant for the hate and the absolute outrage of these murderous acts by Barakat. We have no evidence at this point. But, I mean, we're continuing to investigate. We have no evidence at this point that it was an extension of his Muslim faith. So I chose, I don't know if you say it's colorful, whatever. I just want to make the point. He happens to be Muslim, but we don't even see an appearance of him being particularly devout Muslim. He has no ties that we can discern to the Muslim community in the Fargo-Moorhead area. We see no ties at this point to any mosque whatsoever. And that was my only point. People can go in and can find components and can find a component of this religion or that religion and take issue with it. And that's a full-time job. I guess sometimes we're all maybe guilty of that from time to time. But that was really my only point, is that this was not to this point. We don't see a religious component, and I maybe could have just left it that. We don't see a religious component at this point, but we remain open to all avenues, and we'll pursue them on behalf of the public, and we'll let people know as soon as we can responsibly do that.
A quick answer on this one. Any connection to serious terrorist cells, somebody wants to know.
No, that we see at this point. That's my whole point in this. We don't have those connections. We haven't seen them in our investigation thus far, but we continue.
We have a short segment when we come back. Last chance on questions or comments for North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley. We'll try and get to all of you in the final minutes that we have left. And I want to talk a little bit about the now viral Be Worthy recommendation for all of us to be worthy. We'll talk about that, too, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground. This can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anniversary of MyPillow is on. Go to MyPillow.com and take your pick of the great deals. Lowest price ever on the MyPillows, which are great. Use the promo code Scott for the best deal. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Thanks, Mike Lindell. 20 great years, great products, and a tireless warrior on so many fronts. Check it out. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. I'm going to try and go rapid fire through these questions from the audience here, and the quickest you can give us on answers would be great. Drew, put religion aside, why are we bringing in people from terror hotspots? That's more of a statement than anything there. Do you agree with that? Disagree with that?
Yeah, I don't have anything meaningful to say about that. In the worst neighborhoods of Philadelphia, where I was a prosecutor in Philly for 5 years, I was away from North Dakota for a bit, the worst neighborhoods in America, they're way more law-abiding than not. and you know, terror hotspots have a lot of, you know, people who mean ill to this country. But they probably, you know, they go. We've got an asylum process in this country. In 2012, we followed through with it. Can I stand behind that? I don't. I'm not a participant in that process. I have no role in it. I wish I had something else to add. I know we all look for meaning, and we want to grab some way that we can say I can protect against this happening again. The best way I know is fight against a culture of violence, of tolerance of violence in smaller ways that grows and escalates and becomes something that too many men and women in uniform face every day, and their loved ones are impacted by it, and we all are. And I think we combat that in every way that we can, and we're moving in the right direction.
Did Bearcat say anything at any time during the shooting incident? If so, what did he say? Nancy wants to know.
I have no information, and none of the body cams that we've been able to evaluate so far have anything along those lines. He was still making noise when it was over. When I said in the press conference that Officer Robinson finally was able to neutralize the defendant, he was still living. After that, and the officer ordered him handcuffed, which is absolutely essential and was good heads up, because the Bearcat had continued to raise and hold on to his 9mm. He had another handgun on him. So that was a very, you know, just again, piece of just clarity in what he needed to do. And there was no, I mean, there were no words audible by the defendant.
All right. This is a question on a different topic, but I'll ask it since somebody took the time to send it through to us. Will you look into the fraud with Williston School District 7?
I don't have anything to address that today. I know the state's attorney up there who has jurisdiction over that matter has looked into some of those matters, and I don't have anything to add to that. The state prosecutors, of course, in every county have the frontline jurisdiction of a matter like that.
Another one says, I agree completely with A.G. Wrigley on the longer sentences. Thank you, Attorney General. The vast majority of America agrees with longer sentences for those who resist arrest, etc. Protect our law enforcement officers who lay down their lives for us and our community. We are deeply indebted to them. Thank you to all law enforcement officers, firefighters, dispatchers, EMT, and our brave members of our military. Lord, help us all to be worthy of their service and sacrifice. Speaking of be worthy, this is a phrase that you used in the press conference announcing the clearing of Zach Robinson, the law enforcement officer who was successful in neutralizing Mohammed Bearcat and putting him down. It's been inspiring to see how many people have picked up on that.
Yeah.
And there's even, you know, memes out there now and different things and Facebook profiles and whatnot. Are you surprised by this?
I guess a bit, because it's something I've talked about for years and many of us in law enforcement discuss. You know, those weren't new words coming. I guess it was coming out on a different platform, and that we were having this news conference. It's something we should all think about, as I said that day, what it takes to go into this line of work, the decisions that they make, the courage, the bravery, the complete devotion to public service in a way that you know, most of us have to, if we're being honest, we're like, I don't have that in me to do that. And then just be thankful that there are people who do. And that they protect our communities. And then say, well, what does that bring to us, though? Because when the call went out from there, when we have three officers down, you have a civilian down, you've got a madman with a gun. He's loaded. You've got civilians hiding behind the vehicle over next to him. You don't know what's coming next. And Zach Robinson is calling, and he's saying, send everybody. Well, we're everybody. We're everybody. And so what are we going to do in our role? What are we going to urge on our policymakers? What are we going to urge? Last winter, I was urging mandatory sentences on the end of whatever other sentence you get for your drug dealing, for your burglary, for your other crime, whatever it is. But if you resist arrest, if you assault an officer, if you flee and endanger our communities and our law enforcement, you get a mandatory sentence on the end of, because that's not freebie conduct. You don't get a freebie for that where you have to serve it concurrently at the same time. And a handful of people, you know what? They beat us back. But it won't happen again. It won't happen again because law enforcement is right on this, and the public demands this. And everywhere I go and I talk about this, And I use those legislators' names. I did it on your air. Must be proud. If you're voting that way, you must be proud. No, we have to be accountable for our votes and for the policies we push or do not push. And this is a continuation of it. And I want to make this week about that. But that's my pledge to the men and women in uniform. And the number of them that have reached out to me in the last week, and we've been talking about this. This comes from them, by the way. I'm just the conduit. And we're going forward on this. And a lot of people are with them. And God bless the peacemakers.
Boy, is that an applause line.
Yeah, exactly right. We're out of time. Thank you for the full hour answering all these questions from our good listeners. Take care, Drew.
Take care.
North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley with us on What's on Your Mind. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hammond for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.